Hi everyone, Saint Main here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic, so I decided to cover something I've been noticing in the last 6 months to year. For the longest time, there were two mental states the majority of women were acting under. Either they were putting on the whole female empowerment thing and were hostile to men refusing to marry, or they were the other group, they were putting on the cloak of traditionalism and appealing to conservative men. Think of the Lauren Southerns and Lauren Chens of the world with regards to conservatism. Of course, there was always a third group that was tiny, made up of outliers, like Karen Strawn and Alice Tiemann, from Honey Badger Radio. Karen was the first woman that acknowledged that the men's rights movement was dying out, but she was also hopeful because more men than ever were going monk mode. Fast forward 10 years after I discovered Karen, and suddenly, I'm noticing dozens of women that are pointing out the negatives of female nature, because they realize either consciously or subconsciously that more men than ever have figured out and understand that both systems of female feminist equality as well as traditional conservative values are both gynocentric. So the latest strategy appears to be women badmouthing themselves so they appear to be more appealing to men. I suspect that a lot of men are going to fall for these games, saying things like she understands that feminism and traditionalism are both bad, and she's not like those other two types of women. But it's still a chameleon act. Just a more sophisticated one that involves women going against their own instincts and badmouthing the female collective for their own selfish ends. It makes me wonder if they feel uncomfortable attacking themselves, or if it's just a biological impulse to appeal to the men that are smart enough to see through both choices of traditionalism and liberal feminism. And these women see these men as the best baiting option. A good example of this are recent Fat Cat videos. She mentioned that she's sending me requests to help men by exposing them to women's greater deceptions that I haven't brought up before. It just makes me uneasy thinking there's actually going to be a generation of women that starts speaking and acting like Karen Strawn, not because they have any sense of enlightenment or desire to help men, but instead to try and help themselves to the best men possible by taking their female chameleon act to the next level. I see women on Next constantly posting stories about other women being bad and attacking those women for their behaviors. I also think that many women are turning on the female collective and trying to guide its behavior in another direction, because they see it as being very damaging to their dating prospects. According to a couple of graphics I recently saw, I saw traditional women are becoming rarer and rarer. That could be a reason for the rise of the passport bros phenomenon in the last few years. This also gave me some hints as to where this whole social justice mentality that's infected our entire society came from. The boomers came of age in the 1960s. And right now they're between the age of 57 and 75. So unfortunately, it's probably going to be another 20 years until enough of the powerful ones take a dirt nap or become too senile to hold power anymore. They came of age in the 1960s when there was actually a fight to end segregation to give blacks their full rights, plus women's rights and gay rights too. So the boomers have a very social justice mentality. So now they're in political office and they're pushing the policies that reflect their value system they experienced during their formative years. So I'm afraid that Get Woke, Go Broke will not come to an end until all the boomers in power are forcibly ejected from their meat suits by Father Time. But what happens when Gen X takes over? I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women are adapting to the red pill by pretending to red pill men clown world show. Because I suspect that many boomers will be living into their 80s and 90s thanks to modern medicine, they will control the economy going forward. The government in America is full of geriatrics. But it could get a lot worse as Gen X gets in if you look at Canada as an example, as most of Trudeau's cronies are Gen X types. The answer for why some Gen X types might actually be even more woke than boomers is because the boomers have been promoting these ideas into the institutions. So many in the younger generations have been drinking too much woke Kool-Aid because in the past, the boomers would have been retired and put out to pasture a long time ago metaphorically. So the woke stuff might take longer than 20 years to finally flush out. Maybe even 30 or 40 years for the wokeness to end. The first hint that it's ending is going to be the teenagers and early 20-somethings rejecting it violently. But getting back to this idea of women adapting to the red pill ideas, since the ideas are mainstream now, they don't get upset by them, with the same hostility they did only a handful of years ago. People generally fear new ideas. But now that the red pill has become commonplace, I suspect they want to teach men about female nature. Because the best they can hope for is a purple-pilled man. If, after all, most men are aware of female nature, then they have to be on their very best behavior around the men that they want. It would be the same as the Wizard of Oz revealing that he was just the man behind the curtain when Dorothy and the gang first showed up. They wouldn't have been as scared and as confused if he did that. They would have accepted reality, and they wouldn't have been mad about it. The naive purple-pilled man that thinks he's found a woman that's different than the rest is who they're targeting at this point. But don't be duped. There's nothing special about these women. They're just the early adopters when it comes to red pill ideas as females. Remember the old line, first they laugh at you, then they fight you, then they join you, and then you win. But women only want red pill men to feel like they've won. Who knows, in coming years they might even suddenly encourage that men sign prenups and postnups or live apart so they can pretty much get the commitment of a man. In the recent past, I've heard a handful of women telling men that prenuptial agreements don't work. That's a far cry from 5 to 10 years ago, when they would be telling us that we were cowards and selfish for not getting married and trying to protect our assets. That was them laughing at us. Them fighting us was the online censorship that we saw since 2017 and 18. Now that it's clear we aren't leaving YouTube and we can grow our message on platforms like Rumble, they suddenly realize that censorship won't work anymore. So now they themselves are giving out red pills, trying to cash in on them or possibly subvert us in the future. Just because it seems like we've won and gone mainstream doesn't mean we should be lowering our guard. If anything, it should scare us that the land whale zebras out there have suddenly changed their stripes. Don't be fooled into thinking that they're suddenly enlightened and different. They still know that if we bring our guard down, that we can fall in love with them, and then they win. Once our brain chemistry changes due to love, the game is over. That's what they're probably hoping for. That we get together with them, fall in love, because they virtue signal that they're a safe woman and then slowly revert back to their old ways, after getting us into a relationship, where we won't fight back anymore. Gentlemen, keep your guard up. Also keep your guard up against boomer politicians that see inflation and higher taxes as the only way to fund retirement for their generation, basically buying the votes from those in their generation. The money printing has to speed up to pay for all the entitlement programs for all the boomers. Boomers will vote for that, and young woke women will also vote for that, as many more women are voting Democrat as the marriage rates crash. As men, we have to be especially on guard as women and boomers try to take what little we have now. We need to keep it out of their hands as much as possible by either investing in big tech or Bitcoin. Real estate is going to be heavily taxed, and if you took big tech out of the S&P 500, the returns would be negative over the last few years. At some point, real estate will top out too, because even if rates are 1 or 2%, who will be able to afford a $2 or $3 million home? Canada seems to be topping out right now as affordability crashes. As the longer-term economic picture gets bleak, you better believe that more women than ever are going to vote for more goodies and raise taxes. If they can't get their own resources through marriage, then they'll get them through taxation and inflation. It's vital to protect yourself from all three of those now. With taxation, legally, of course. If women are quickly getting red-pilled, then you better believe that they will get orange-pilled at some point as well. When they understand that men are not only escaping marriage, but building a parallel financial system they can't do anything about, they'll absolutely go furious. Why do you think that Elizabeth Warren has been losing her mind lately? She understands this. Even Christine Lagarde said that they, the central banks, have to seal all the exits. Basically financial repression so they can steal your wealth slowly. The red pill battle may be pretty much over, but the orange pill one has just begun. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women are only pretending to smash a red pill down their throat and are just playing a new game of deception. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that are still too busy thinking with their little heads to understand that female nature never changes away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.